And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have Deb Lyons and Bill Foster here to talk about the Sitka Trail Works upcoming hike to Sea Lion Cove, as well as a couple of other hikes that are in the future. But before we get into that, we'd like to start off with a little audio tidbit, which Bill will explain after we've listened to that.
Back in 19. We've got to keep on moving or we'll die. We've got a mountain we must climb. It isn't very high. Listen, Bill, you still can hear the breakers as they pound. We've got to reach Killeenan Bay before the sun goes down.
Okay, well, after a little rocky start, that's the little audio tidbit. And Bill Foster, this was all about you. It started off, which we didn't hear. Come on, Bill. So what were they talking about?
Well, that was my first visit to Sea Lion Cove, which was memorable because Rich Teague and I turned over in a whaler in Sea Lion Cove. We were looking for storm-tossed treasures. And it's basically about taking the trail back to Killeenan Bay. And so that's my first experience, but I can guarantee you our experience will not be that dramatic when the Sitka Trail Works trip goes to Sea Lion Cove, because it'll go to Killeenan Bay and we'll walk over to Sea Lion Cove and then back.
Will you be able to hear, will folks hiking be able to hear the pounding of the breakers?
Well, that's one reason we're going over there. It's on the outer coast and it's pretty exciting, but we'll take a safer route than Rich Teague and I did back in 1976.
So hopefully there won't be a song made about this particular hiking
experience. Right, right.
Deb, when is this Sea Lion Cove hike coming up?
It's Saturday, May 10th. We're leaving Crescent Harbor at 8:30 a.m. There's 10 spaces available, so we're here to encourage folks, if they want to go on this really spectacular hike, now's their chance to call the office at 747-7244.
So you say this Sea Lion Cove hike is spectacular. Can you explain why?
It really is. We took on the job of rebuilding this trail about 13 years ago, and it is a darling hike. It's got a little bit of everything. You walk on an estuary for a while, you go up these beautiful log steps, and there's actually these handmade box steps made from hemlock shingles that were made, I believe, by the CCC era people who worked on that trail. And then you get up, it's a nice muskeg, there's a lake, there's a rocky scree area, there's down the other side. It just has a lot of variety. And then at the end, you come out on this absolutely unexpectedly spectacular beach.
And so it should be mentioned that this is a hike that is particularly useful for folks who can't get out of town on their own. They don't have a boat. They can't get to Killeenan Bay on their own. You can go with Sitka Trail Works, be with a group of like-minded folks who are interested in hiking, and enjoy yourselves.
And we're subsidized by Allen Marine. They discount the transportation cost so that part of the donation can help Sitka Trail Works as well as pay for the transportation. I mean, you can barely put gas in your whaler to get there and back for the cost of what one of the donations is, it's the suggested donation for this is $100, and it's well worth it. It's a whole day outing. We'll probably start hiking around 9:30 in the morning. Takes about an hour to get up there. Takes a leisurely hour and a half, 2 hours to get over to the beach. We'll build a big bonfire. There's beach combing. There's lots of fun things to do, and come back in time. We'll leave Killeenan at 6:30 p.m. and be back at 7:30, weary but happy.
Who should be thinking about this hike? Are there appropriate skill levels necessary to hike this comfortably? And what should people bring?
If you can hike Mosquito Cove comfortably, you can do this trail. It's a little bit longer, but it's very similar with the ups and downs and over the river and through the woods, sort of. There's more flat portions of this hike than there are at Mosquito Cove. But if you can handle the steps at Mosquito Cove, you can handle the log steps at Sea Lion Cove. And what we find is these hikes are great introductory group outings for people who are new. So we have a lot of new people to Sitka signing up for this hike to see something new, to be with a group of people, to be safe. So small kids, a little bit more difficult because of the length of the day, but it's all, you know, your child. If your child's a hiker and you're willing to pack them for part of the day, perhaps it's doable. But if you have knee problems, if you have balance issues, this is probably not the hike for you. Other than that, anybody can do it.
And Bill, what do you enjoy about this particular hike?
Well, again, that destination at Sea Lion Cove. I remember our first trip there when we turned over. It wasn't as exciting as, or it wasn't as pleasant as future trips that we took, so because we walked over. So we tried to save some time, and we kind of paid for that. But I think just the destination and everything in between, it's really great.
Well, so that's coming up on May 10th. The hike departs Crescent Harbor at 8:18 in the morning. Before we move on to the other hikes that are coming up, can you talk a little bit about why Sitka Trailworks offers these hikes to the public?
We wouldn't be able to do it without Allen Marine. It's really a partnership with them, and they're helping us get people out onto the outer islands to enjoy part of the beauty of the area that they're in. So this year we're offering hikes out to Mount Edgecombe, Salmon Lake, which I hope we can talk about a little this morning, a second trip to Sea Lion Cove, and then sort of a play day outing just over to Cruise Off. The Cruise Off and Salmon Lake trips are only $55, and that strictly covers the cost of transportation. We're doing them at cost just to try to help people get out and see different areas.
Now, Sitka is well known for its extensive trail system and the fact that we're continually adding new trails and extending the trail system. And Sitka Trailworks, you're right at the heart of that.
Yes, thankfully. And with the support of the community, we have a wonderful board of directors, great members, a great trail plan, and we're just keeping doing what we've learned how to do.
Well, let's talk about the Salmon Lake hike coming up. When is that happening?
Oh, the Salmon Lake hike. I'll have to look on the schedule here. I'd better know because I'm going on it.
Let's cruise off.
Let's see. We're looking here.
You have so many hikes, it's hard to keep track.
I know. July 19th. Keep that date in mind if you want to see a different trail. It's all pretty flat. There are some challenges in some steps and things like that, but one of the reasons that I like that trail, first of all, it's just a nice hike to the cabin. And then beyond the cabin, there's a little more challenging hike. But after a couple of miles past the cabin, you come to a small group of old growth trees. And one of them was measured in 1997 at 225 feet. And I don't want to tell you much about it. I just want you to discover it like I did years ago. And that will be sort of the lunch part of the trip. And everybody can just sit there and enjoy that old growth grove that's just pretty spectacular. So all I'll tell you is you'll enjoy discovering that tree.
Now, I thought that Salmon Lake hike was coming up on the 24th. Am I incorrect about that?
Well, let's see.
There's something coming up on the 24th. You
have
a new hike.
On the 24th is the cruise off. May 24th is going over to cruise off.
Okay. Yeah.
For a bike and play day.
Okay.
And that's where the confusion came from. So Sea Lion Cove, May 10th, cruise off, May 24th, Mount Edgecombe, June 21st, Salmon Lake, July 19th. And this is all on the SitkaTrailworks.org website. And we're also listing them on the KCAW community calendar.
So there are plenty of places that people can go if they want to consider taking one of these hikes and finding out what's in store. Well, let's talk a little bit about Sitka Trailworks history. We talked to how you're at the heart of this trail system. And how did this come to be, Deb?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that. One of our founding members, Charles Horan, is going to be leading the Sea Lion Cove hike. He was a Boy Scout troop leader here, and they would do their merit badge hikes. And the trails that those kids hiked on were really pretty rustic. That was the old Thimbleberry, where you had to scoot across on the single log. It was pretty treacherous. And so Charles, Lisa Bush, Bonnie Richards, Hans von Rakowski, that was in the days of the Stevens money. The mill had closed, and the idea came about to use some of that money to help employ displaced timber workers. So we grew out of that tradition. The board, that money ran out. The board said, wow, these trails have become very popular. How do we keep this going? So Barth Hamburg, some of the people who were in planning at the Forest Service said, you need a plan. So the board wrote a plan, got a draft plan out. The city gave the board a little stake, and they were able to hire an executive director. So then I came in, was able to write the final plan, and we just put ourselves to work at making each project happen. And everyone's been different, the different funding formula and different opportunities. But I just love, yesterday I walked to work on the cross trail, ran into some great old friends, ran into people I didn't know, people with their dogs, little yellow violets. You know, it's just such a rewarding thing.
And this seems like the Sitka Trail Works is a great example of